national game here in Canada. It's the game we grow up with, and playing in the NHL is a dream a lot of Canadian boys share. But hockey is getting to be out of reach for a lot of families. You know, gloves can cost $200, and skates, you know, another $200. By the time you got the whole kid decked out from temples to toes, you've spent more than $1,000. So for kids living in poorer areas, hockey is becoming something they only watch on television. They can't even dream of playing in the big leagues. But in Regina, people are donating time and old equipment to bring hockey to the inner city. Recently, John Embry went out to the outdoor rink in Grassic Park to watch a game.
Matthews is standing ankle deep in the snow, piled high along the outside of the boards. Tonight, the Wings play the Flames in one of the last games of the Outdoor Hockey League's first season. Russ is the unofficial commissioner of the Outdoor Hockey League, or OHL. He coaches the kids through their warm-ups, he sharpens skates, and he fires them up in the dressing room. As Russ watches the game, a smile pokes through the stubble on his cheeks. He's helped to bring Canada's game to a bunch of kids who love the sport.
Looks pretty good. Yeah, it's still like they're 14 years old. They've never played organized hockey. They're not even sure what an offside is, eh? So we call it, bring them back. What? What do you mean offside, eh? They love it. Like, they're just, scrapping and digging out there like crazy, yeah? I think the Wings are taking over. Oh! What a block in front of the net!
If you were squinting, this would look like any group of 14-year-olds playing a hockey game. But look closely, and you'll notice something different. Most of the kids are wearing full equipment, but there are a couple of kids in jeans with bands of scotch tape holding up their shin pads. And with every shift change, you'll see kids swapping mittens for hockey gloves. Most of the gloves, skates, and pants on the ice are a little tattered. Because the equipment's second-hand, it was dropped off in boxes at all of Regina's indoor rinks. But when the teams head into the dressing room between periods, you can tell the kids don't care how old the equipment is. They're just happy to be on the ice. And Mike Moore is a 15-year-old goalie, and having frozen pucks bounce off his head is a dream come true.
Yeah, it's the first year I've ever played organized hockey. So I've wanted to all my life ever since I was really young. So we haven't been able to afford it, though. The first game I was out playing, I think we tied 2-2. I think we had about 50. They had about 50 shots on me. Well, I was sore. It made me feel good, though, and I was happy that I did that good. The coaches loved it. The guy in charge loved it. And I was proud of myself, so...
Pride is important to the kids, and Russ Matthews wants to make all the kids proud of themselves, both the kids on the ice and the kids he teaches at Rancherlo, where organizing the OHL is a part of their school day. Rancherlo is a center for kids with emotional and behavioral problems. The OHL got its start here. The kids do everything from writing letters to sponsors to controlling the budget and designing the league's posters and logos. Russ Matthews says this is better than teaching the kids from textbooks.
It's been a win-win situation, really. The inner-city kids have got an outdoor hockey league to play in, and the Rancherlo youth had an opportunity to develop their language arts skills in exercises like letter-writing campaigns to different businesses for money, thank you letters to volunteers and people who've helped out, so they've had an opportunity to write business letters. We've done creative writing assignments from people that we've met at the giveaway or experiences that you felt and seen, and we put it into creative writing and poetry exercises. We've got over $13,000 in donations to buy equipment and set up the league, and we've done the accounting and budgeting with the Rancherlo youth, so education then comes to life for them. You know, it becomes real, the money is real, the situation is real, and they have to figure out, you know, how much it's going to cost to purchase these 50 helmets or these, you know, 150 sweaters, and times it by so much if they're working in times, and add all together and see, you know, do we have the money, is it a go?
The kids like organizing a league, and they're doing well in school, which is something new for most of the kids at Rancherlo. Jamie's a 15-year-old from Prince Albert. He's been bouncing from school to school for about 5 years now because he can't control his anger. But he likes working with the OHL, and by helping the kids, he's helping himself.
It was pretty exciting, and watching people smile. It's pretty It's pretty great that you know that you just done something to help people. Before, you didn't care for anybody, you didn't care for yourself, but now your people are starting to care for other people, and I'm starting to care for other people, go along with a lot of people, and not hurt anyone.
Jamie's work with the league is going to help him and the rest of the ranch kids get back to regular schools in the next couple of years. But there are a lot of other people working with the league. All of the coaches and referees are volunteers. They even have people who come out just to watch and help tie skates. Every Tuesday and Thursday evening, you'll find Candace Ross at the far end of the trailer. She used to live a couple of blocks from Grassic Park, and she grew up on this rink. When she heard about the OHL, she jumped at the chance to come back to help her old neighborhood.
Behind the door, there's a bag of mitts. That's what you want. We have so much fun here. And I guess just to, when I come out here at night and I see, you know, the lights are on and the kids are skating and it just kind of takes me back to my childhood too. It makes me feel good to see that. So yeah, that was real, real important because, I mean, I lived here for, well, actually 18 years. My whole life I lived in this area, so it's really important. Like, you know, there's not as much snow as I remember when I was a little kid, because I used to, the snowbanks would be right up to the top, kind of, and you'd stand there and watch them play and that. But, yeah, it's basically the same. The shack's the same, smell's the same, you know, that type of thing. So, yeah. Yeah, it's fun again. It's fun. Like I say, too, watching this hockey and seeing kids really want to play, and they don't whine, they just come out and they're grateful for it, and they just go out there and they play, and it makes hockey fun again.
But most importantly, Candace is helping her old neighborhood. She and the other volunteers are giving the kids a chance to get some confidence, some self-respect, and a way for them to feel like they can succeed. For Mike Moore, the league is teaching him the value of the neighborhood and the value of being a part of it.
What? If this is still around, I'd definitely love to help with this kind of stuff. And just tell everybody that I grew up playing this kind of hockey, that it's a very good experience to get you started. And if you can't afford hockey equipment or whatever, it's a good thing to do.
And back along the boards, Russ Matthews still shouts encouragement, and he's still smiling. The weather is starting to get nicer, and that means the end of the outdoor hockey rink. But he knows that even during the summer, when the rink is nothing but scrub grass and pebbles, the kids will be thinking about next season and their next chance to play hockey.
It's a lot of fun. Like tonight's perfect night. Hey, it's about 5 below, very little wind. It's a great night for hockey. It was funny, it was minus 50 with the wind chill or even more one day, but we came here just to see, you know, he called it off and told all the schools, but we came by to see how many kids came out. There was about 12 kids lined up outside the shack. I said, what are you guys doing here? We're playing hockey. I said, well, it's freezing, it's minus 50, man. And they go, oh, no, it's not cold. So all these guys are playing anything. They just want to play.
From Grassic Park, home of the Outdoor Hockey League, I'm John Embry.